This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Got to give a big shout out to Adam and Angie. Adam Mitchell, his wife, is out here hanging out with us. What's up, Adam? What's up, Angie? Good to see y'all. He came out here last time Mike and I were out here. Mike's off today, but Abe is here, and him and his beautiful wife came out here. So we just took a picture. We're talking about some things, but we invite you guys to come out and hang out with us, man. Thank you, guys. And you said your people are listening right now? All right, so Adam and Angie, they're stars. So, all right, if you're listening right now, it's real. They're here. Hey, man, Kristaps Porzingis stopped by the midday show, and we want you to hear what he had to say because he is one of the new faces of our Atlanta Hawks. And one of the first things Andy and Randy asked him was, how does he think he fits in with this team?
No, honestly, I think it's going to be pretty smooth. This is my guess, no? But just me being around the league, me playing already on different teams and with different players, I think it's going to be super easy to connect with a player like Trae Young, Jalen Johnson, all these guys. They're willing passers. They want to play team ball. They want to play fast. And I think I'm just going to fit right in.
What was your initial thoughts when your agent or your representation told you that there's a possibility you were going to be traded from Boston and then Atlanta was the destination?
Right. So when it was like, obviously I was expecting a trade. This was, you know, kind of known that the Boston is going to have to make some moves. And I was expecting me to be in you know, one of those trades for sure. But I had no idea about Atlanta, honestly, no idea. And what I was expecting was Phoenix, LA, Clippers, or San Antonio, between those three. Okay. But then I woke up in the morning, obviously the whole trade happened while I was sleeping in Europe. And woke up in the morning and I saw like a bunch of like emojis and I was like, what is this? Like somebody was sending these like eagle emojis, you know, in the group chats. And I was like, yo, what is this eagle? What team is this? It was like, oh, I was like, San Antonio? No. And then I was like, oh, it's the Hawks. I was like, oh, okay. Interesting. I wasn't expecting it at all. But honestly, I'm super happy when I heard the news.
So you have to try to figure out what emojis mean just like we do. Because we're always watching you guys on Twitter like, what are these guys tweeting about with these emojis? So they do the same thing with you.
Sure.
Hey, let me ask you quickly, because you sort of brought it up, and then we'll get back to the team and the trade and all that kind of stuff. But we in the media, like when we're covering the end of the run for the Celtics last year, kind of know that there's going to be moves when the season's over. Is that something that gets talked about at all as the season is coming to an end? Are you guys just sort of unspoken, let's go about our business and try to win?
Yeah, you obviously try not to bring it too much into the everyday stuff, you know. But you know, for example, me and Drew, like we would talk about it because we would know, like, you know, it's gonna be one of us or both of us or who knows. We kind of like jokingly we would say it, you know. But of course, you try not to think about that too much. You just want to be in the moment, be with the team, play like hard and go as far as you can. But you know, nobody's like stupid, and we realize like there's going to be some changes, and And it's only normal, you know. So it's a business at the end, and this happens then. And but honestly, you know, it's for me at least, from my point of view, I'm you know, very happy how it worked out.
What about the fit with Trey? Because I know you've played against him and everything like that. Obviously, being in the East for in Boston and in New York City. But have you had an opportunity to meet, interact with Trey? Obviously, outside of playing against each other.
So I just got here like 2-3 days ago, uh-huh. and I'm leaving already because I have a national team. So I haven't had that much time to, you know, get to know everybody. I've been around the organization a little bit, and you know, met coach, met GM, met the front office people. I met some more young guys from the summer league. I haven't gotten a chance to meet Trey yet, but I know from playing against him a little bit. You know, we've talked and stuff, and so we know each other, of course, a little bit, but it's going to be good to get to know him and get to know more of how he likes to play, what he likes, et cetera. So I'm really excited to play. I think he was the best. He had the most assists last year also in the league, you know, so that's, you know, who doesn't want to play with a guy like that, you know? So I'm excited about that for sure.
Brand new Atlanta Hawk, Kristaps Porzingis, joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. And When the trade was announced, obviously it's before it became official, but when the news broke that the Hawks had made the move for you, and then a couple of other moves after that in the following days, the reaction here was, oh, okay, this team's ready to win now. This team's ready to put the pedal down. Is that how you view them acquiring you?
I mean, definitely. Definitely. Adding me like means, like, you know, there's not no, like, rebuild or something crazy happening right now. You know, they believe that adding the right pieces, you know, it can be something special. And honestly, I've been around, you know, different teams, et cetera, and I see the young guys. I see how also the age group that we're in, and this is a time also that, you know, the young guys get a lot better with each year too. And that's exciting too. And I think the pieces that, you know, Ansi is putting together around Trey, you know, it's really interesting. It's really interesting, and I believe we can be sneaky good in the East, you know, and that's really exciting.
Chris, how are you feeling? Because I know at the end of you know, the season last year, you were going through some things. How are you feeling and everything as you get ready to go, like you said, go play overseas?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling excellent. You know, I haven't felt it since the playoffs, you know, so just getting some rest and recovering has been, you know, perfect for me. And now I'm very excited because I have a national team this summer. And I've always had my best seasons right after the national team, you know, because you're already playing high-level basketball throughout the summer. You're working, you know, you have training camp with the national team, et cetera, et cetera. And then jumping into the season, you're already in a rhythm. And so, and I haven't had that for a while. So I'm super, super excited about that. And health is perfect, feeling good, and ready to go.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was going to ask what you have found has been the, like, the right sauce leading into a season for it to be successful. Maybe that's what it is, like you just said. But you go back and look at kind of the run pre-injury with Boston. Obviously, that year you had in Washington where you led your, you know, had the most points per game in your career. Is it national team stuff? Is there other stuff to it? Like, what leads to those seasons, maybe some of them being better or even healthier than others?
Yeah. No, I think for sure health. You have to have health. If you're, like, healthy off-season, that already makes a big difference, obviously. But, yes, of course, individual work in the summer, you know, you improve, you know, you can work on your game. But at the end, there's nothing that you can replicate that's actually playing basketball, high-level basketball. That's the recipe to, you know, play in a national team and then jump into the season. You already have a head start because you already played multiple important games. And it's just, you can't really replicate that in a practice or even like a pickup game, you know. So That's I would say for me, that's the advantage I believe I'm gonna have heading into this season. I look forward to having I look forward to having my best season so far in my career.
Love it. Well, we know you spent your whole career in the Eastern Conference, so you've been to Atlanta plenty of times. What's your favorite part about the city?
Good question.
And we know y'all stay overnight too, so.
And you can be honest, it's not just a family friendly show. You can say it.
You're trying to bring me into something. No. I haven't been out too much in Atlanta, to be honest. I went to eat obviously in a few places, And even the team kind of, they know I love coffee, so they prepared a little like coffee spot menu, like what I should check out.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to getting to know the city, and it might be. What I'm happy about is a lot of sun, and it's, you know, nice weather, like especially like during the season, it's going to be pretty nice. So I'm excited about that, and very green too, which I kind of didn't expect, honestly. And I look forward. I look forward to getting to know the city and getting acclimated with everything.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with the Boston winters, that's for sure. It's going to be much nicer during the wintertime here. Let me ask you one more, because we were talking about this the other day. The Falcons have a tight end who people referred to as a unicorn when he was coming out of college. Obviously, we've heard you called that throughout your career. Do you like that nickname? Like, do you like when people refer to you as the unicorn?
You know what? At first, I didn't like it at all, but then I kind of... I don't know, it grew on me a little bit, you know, and it's, you know, I realized what was meant by that nickname, you know, and it's pretty cool, honestly. It does represent my game in a way, you know. I was one of the tall guys that are able to shoot from outside, play inside, et cetera. It was nice recognition by KD, you know, who gave me that nickname.
Right. Kevin Durant coined the phrase.
Yeah.
One more, actually, since you mentioned it, because I did want to ask you. Like, when you came in, there really weren't a ton of guys at your height, and still aren't a ton of guys, but there's been a few more over the last couple of years, sort of similar type of build, similar type of game. What do you think that is? Why do you think there's more seven-footers with the perimeter game?
It's a good question. I don't know. I think it's always just evolving. The game is always evolving, right? I think, like... Now, you know, it's almost expected maybe for all the, you know, four or fives to be able to shoot. Mm-hmm. Like back in the day, none of the four or fives were like out on the perimeter. It was like, yo, get your butt down there, you know, on the post. Like, but now it's like completely different, you know, and it's almost expected to be able to stretch the floor and all the, you know, guy like Wemby or Chet, all these guys are able to put it on the floor, bring the ball up. You know, shoot transition threes, which kind of look crazy when you're a 7-footer shooting transition three. It's like, you know, it looks wrong, but that's the game, you know, in today. And I believe, you know, obviously I had like people before me, like Dirk, you know, Pau Gasol, Tony Kukoc, these guys that kind of paved the way for me. And, you know, then there's now next guys coming up now that are, you know, incredibly talented.
Kristaps, we appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
Travel safe back home, and good luck this summer.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Take care.
Good stuff from Randy, Andy and Randy. And Abe, here's the deal. Like you said it, this guy, if healthy, can be a complete difference maker for this Hawks basketball team.
Yeah, and one of the things that it sounded to me like is he's invested into this season in two things. I think he wants to end that talking point of can you stay healthy.
Sure.
And I think that's important to him. And because of that, he also mentioned he's looking forward to having the best year of his career. I think he wants to either prove or reprove that he is one of the guys you have to deal with, that you have to game plan for. And I think that's important for the Atlanta Hawks because you know you've already invested something into how are we going to handle Trae Young when he's on the floor. I think if Jalen Johnson is healthy, you have to understand how are we going to handle this guy when he's on the floor. Reece Oshay can beat you. Dyson can beat you as well. But if you're just going to kind of willy-nilly it, we're going to defend Jalen, then Porzingis is going to have the best season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Basically, he's ever had.
This is by far, since the 21 season, the most weapons Trey will have around him.
Yeah.
And now it becomes, how far can we go? Kristaps Porzingis stopping by. If you missed the interview, go online. You can hear the full interview at Odyssey.com. Make sure you subscribe to Dukes and Bell so you don't miss out on any of our segments. Like when we come back, it's Yeah Man, No Man. We're live, guys, at Buffalo's Cafe, 5380 Windy Bagway Parkway in Hiram. Hanging out here until 6 o'clock. Day-Day's next with Yeah Man, No Man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.